Nun Hey Yom Aleph. Again, the last shot of laws, he came out to a going according to Abelorza Ben Gremelhu, that he hold, when the Pasuk says, V'nech Shavlochem Trumaschem, so it's Beshtei Trumas Kosu Medav, we're talking about two types of Trumas. Again, the last command of Nun Adal Ramadez was, that he says, Echo Truma Gdola, V'echo Truma Maisa. And there's a limit that Kishem Che Truma Gdola, need tell us Beimit, just like Truma Gdola, there's no Shir Medirais, even the Chitachas Pateras Asakri. As much as you take is good, so whatever you want to take, you can take it by made with an estimate, or the machshava. You just have in mind to say that on the right side, I tend to take off truma gedolah, and you can eat from the left side. If so, kach trumas maisa. The same thing by trumas maisa, meaning after you take off maisa rishon and give it to the levi. Now the levi has to take off trumas maisa and give it to the kohen. So loch of trumas maisa is also nitelas biyamid. You could take it by an estimate. You do not have to have exactly one tenth. It could be a little bit more, a little bit less. Over machshava, could also do over machshava. Rashi says, "Kidamon b'yama that noisim einav ditzad zeh fi eichel mitzad acher." Put your mind, the eyes on one side. You plant mega tshuma from the right side, and then you could eat from the left side. This is Abelazar ben Gomel's ben Gomel's halacha. So Sadi Gemara says now. Ma truma gedola, just like truma gedola. The eye in your firm, you take it out with a good eye, meaning you can take a little bit more if you want, is out trumas maisa behind your firm. Or then trumas maisa, yes, you can take a little bit more. Even if you want to take more, you can take off more for trumas maisa, there's no problem of being mad of my soy stuff. Now the Gemara says, umino. But from here also we have a question. Rashi says, claimantly, how do I blaze the goof from? There's a pircho. Because it says Alochon, Omer Reb Lozer, Ba Rebbe Yosi, that Abba, my father, by a note of Esther Gregorius, Shiva Mitzaya, used to take off 10, like dried out figs from the cake, from a Mitzaya, I'll teach him Shiva Kokola, to pata for 90 figs that were in a basket, 90 fresh figs. So he had 90 fresh figs, and he wants to take off Chuma for it. So you take off 10 gregorius for those 90 of fresh figs. So the question is why? Why is that good? If you go after the way it was before, so these dried out figs, at the beginning they were nice fresh figs, they were the same size, it's sharper, it's very good, what's called one-tenth, it's very good. Ella, but Iyam, you tell me, you go after the way you are right now, so these dried out figs, a much, much smaller proportion to the fresh figs right now. So it's not considered you have one-tenth here. So why is it called you have maisa? The most question, Batsalu, you have less than you need? You need much more? Trashi Batsalu me maisrois, linyin mida, here the kayan ulhanach the torim, the minyan, mishtakach maisa zuta. So it comes out, the amount of maisa you took off is too small. They're not really one-tenth. For the 90 fresh figs. Tomorrow says that Kiyosi Rav Dimon Rav Dimi came. Omer Rav Loz, he said of Omer Rav Loz like this. Shani Gregorius. Gregorius could be different. Hail the Yochel Shulkan or the Azir Lekamashain. That dried out figs and a chlami we counted the way it was before, the way it was a fresh fig. Why? Because even though it's dried out now, but you can still cook it up and bring it back to the same form, the same size it was before. Even though usually we only go bust of the size the way it is right now, but Gregorius is different. That's a teretz. Gregorius dried out figs, since it's possible to cook them up and make them back the same size they were before, we look as if it's still the same size. But it's only special luck in Gregorius, not always. Torah Rabbanah, come up in your proof. Says, Tormim Tainim ala Gregorius, you like to take off fresh figs for myself. On Gregorius, on dry, for dried out figs. They mock them in a place, Shirigilam Lasse Tenim Gregorius. That's the meaning, that's the normal manner of the city. That people usually make dried out figs from the figs. Then you're allowed to take off Tenim, the regular figs, for the dried out ones. But Veloy Gregorius out, but the opposite way, no. But Veloy Gregorius out Tenim, you cannot take off the dried figs for the well figs, for the fresh figs. The Alfilah Mokim Shergilam Lasse is Tenim Gregorius. Even though it's a place that usually you do make Tenim into Gregorius, still you cannot. now we'll explain the braisa. Oh, mama, what we just say, tomim teinim ala gregos, let it take off truma from fresh figs on dry figs. The ren, b'makam shirigilam lasves teinim gregos, when that makam was a place that they usually take these regular figs and make them into dry figs. So what's the pshat? That you take enough truma now, teinim. But mashma will soon see there's no kain around, so you can't give it to anybody right now. So who you have to make sure be preserved to be able to give it to a kain later on. So if the mini gift to preserve these figs, by making them into gregos, then it's okay. So the idea is, b'makam shregilam la'aseis teinim gregos, it's okay. But, so the idea is, b'makam shregilam in, and when place is used to making these figs into dry figs, that's okay. But the makam shein regilam lay, for the place was not ragu, then no, then you cannot give off your teinim. So the question is, why not? Hezidam, what's the case talking about? If there's a kain around right now that you could give it to him, so makam shein ragla mailai, even though this place they do not make the figs into dried out figs, so what? You have fresh figs, have added a good food, give it right now to the kain. You can take it off for maisa, you can take it off for truma, give it to the kain. So what's the problem? For your tanan we learned that makam sheyesh kain, if a kain is around, and a chlami, then the din always is terem in a yafam. The truma you take off, you still take off the better. Give him the better, give him the yofa. And the pshit isn't for sure to let the kain, we're talking about now where there's no kain around. So since there's no kain around, then the din is you have to give him something especially that there will be miskayim. You have to give him from a dovra miskayim, means from gregorus. You cannot give him from tainim. You cannot make truma from tainim. Because since the kain is not around, you have to be afraid of right away. Therefore, we're talking about now in the makom where there's no kain, and therefore, you could take off teinim if it's normal for them to make it into gregorus. So for sure they'll do it that way, and it'll be preserved, you'll be able to give it to a kain later on. So now it says, if so, aim the sefer. Let's see, what does the sefer say? For lay gregorus, you cannot take off gregorus for truma ala teinim, on the fresh figs. And the chiddush is, even though the chura gregorus is much small, it's a smaller measurement than the figs, so that's the reason why you can't do it, because you're giving him too small. And the chiddush is, even though it's normal in this place, that eventually from these tenim they will make it into gregorus. So even though later on the chur would be a good shear, but the pshat is right now you're giving him too small. Right now you have tenim, you have figs, and mashmi go both to the side the way it is right now. So these gregorus right now are too small. You're not giving him a shear enough of tumor, so therefore you cannot take off gregorus for these teinim. Now the question is, if there's no kain around, why can't you give him the gregorus? Like even if you're going to take off teinim, still you're supposed to make him into gregorus. Because you're supposed to give him, make sure of the above armas kain. So I will say, to your tanam, but not like this, mokam shen kain, in a place that there's no kain around, then the locker is, you have to take off truma from something that will stay a long time from the Dover HaMiskayim. So the gregorus is what's going to be Miskayim. So how could you say you can't take off from gregorus? Why not? Of course we're talking about the Ika Kain. The same thoughts we're talking about that there is a Kain around. But since there's a Kain around, therefore you're not supposed to give him gregorus. Since you're taking off gregorus for Tainim, so Tainim are much bigger than the gregorus, you also have to give him teinim. You cannot give him gregorus. So whereas the kasha of soul, the chur comes out that reisha the leka kain, save for dika kain, it doesn't make too much sense then. But the reisha, you're telling me there's no kain around. Then the reisha, it's only mutter because it's a makam, so we give him last of gregorus because your kain is not around. You have to give a davar miskayim. And in the safe, it's mashma, just the opposite. You have to give him teinim. Why? Because the kain is around. So this is a madna. The Mor says one teretz is anachanami. In yes, that's the pshat. I'll tell you. Reisha like a kain, safe with a kain. The reisha is where there's no kain, and the safe is where there is a kain. But Amar Rapa Papa says though, Shmamina. From such a teretz we hear Shmamina that Dachkinon or Makminu Masnisen betray timely. You're better off being docher kamishna and put it with two different timing, like over here. We're saying the Reish is talking about a kimta was lekakain, And the Sefer Zikukren, even though it's a South Berkut, it's a hot Teretz, but we would rather say this type of a Teretz, rather than saying, rather than saying the Mishnah goes according to two different Tanoim. Rashi says, Loyamin, we do not say, Reisha V'Sefer told both talking about the Lekukoyin. I asked a question, to determine our Miskayim, so this Tanoihi, to trade Tanoi, if you have to take off Truma from the Dover Miskayim, that we would not rather say. We would rather say it's a machloikis, two different tamim, one's the kint of a kohen, one's not a kohen, rather than saying we're going to a machloikis tanoi, to make a tray tanoi out of it. Now the Mishnah says, kol hamanochois niloishes pepoishrin, every mincha, even though it's not supposed to be chametz, still we knead the dough with lukewarm water. Even though poishrin makes it become chametz faster, or misham or mishloach mitzvah, you have to watch it therefore very carefully that it should not become chametz. Via nechmitzu, let's say it did become chametz. Via nechmitzu shiroha, let's say even the shirayim, I mean the leftover part of the mincha, not only the chmitzu you take to burn, but even after that, what the kohen that kanim are allowed to eat, the shirayim of the mincha. Via nechmitzu shiroha, as I have voice to say, there's a lot even on the shirayim also. Shem the Apostle says, Kol ha-mincha shatakriv ol Hashem lo yiseyose chametz. Do not make it chametz. So if so, it's going even on the shirayim also. There's a law not to make even the shirayim of the mincha chametz. Then the Mishnah says, v'chayiv al lishosoi, you should know if you do make it chametz, you're over for kneading it, v'yala richosoi for like braiding it, and v'yala fiyosoi for baking it. For each one, you're over a separate lav, a separate avera by itself. Yeah, the avichosai, that's the way you shape the lechem. Yeah. Now the Gemara says, we know how many, how do we know this taka? That even the shirayim of the mincha also cannot be made into chametz. So, Omer Eshlaka says, the Yom HaKadosh Posuk says, Leisa yofe chametz chelkoim. Do not bake it chametz, but rather chelkom, so dashins, afilu chelkom, even the chelik that goes to the kohanim to eat, even the shirayim, the leftover part of the mincha, that part also now cannot be made into chametz. So now the question, is it true? For the high law, the yos, the drosha come for this type of a drosha, or mi boiler we need this, like we learned. Postage says, to not